Pacionia tutti. That means big kisses to everybody. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you thought for today. Pacionia tutti. Big kisses to everybody. You know, that's really a nice thing to do. When we have our seminars at the evening session that we are closing our day, we all gather together for an om and a pacionia tutti. A tutti. Pacionia tutti, which is kissing all together. Big kisses, like Ingeborg says. Big kisses. Ingeborg knows her Italian very scholarly, and the rest of the gang here know it sort of
so-so.
But that's all right. That's all right. Italian is a fun thing. Do you do that? Do you go around giving everybody big hugs and big kisses?
Yes.
If you do that, you can get yourself in trouble, you know. Some people misunderstand, and you take their wife or their husband and give them a big hug and a big kiss, you know, and they'll say, hey, now, just a minute, that's my territory. Now, is there any territory to a hug and a kiss? And actually, no. Hugs and kisses should be without sex. They have nothing to do with sex. What does it have to do with? What does it have to do with?
Unconditional love.
I see she's translating and you're...
I am answering your question.
You're answering my question. Okay. Is that what you'd say too? Unconditional love?
Yes.
Hugs and kisses should be unconditional love. Do you think that you can give unconditional love, hugs and kisses? Do you think you could? I don't think so. You look at somebody with a dirty face and you can't very well give them a hug and a kiss. You know? You say, go wash your face and I'll kiss you. Well, you're not hugging and kissing the dirty face. You're hugging and kissing the person behind it. When a little boy comes in and he's all dirty from playing outside and he's just so happy to see you, oh, Mommy, I love you, you know, and he puts his arms around you and hugs you and he's dirty from head to toe and you have an imprint of him on your outfit, whatever you're wearing, and you say, don't do that, son, you're all dirty, go wash up before you give me a hug and kiss. Yeah. What happened to the hug and kiss? Wow. Out the window, you know?
Lost.
See, if you have to have a hug and a kiss when all conditions are right, then it's not a hug and a kiss. A hug and a kiss is not something that you do to your Aunt Tessie, you know. And now you give your Aunt Tessie a big hug and a kiss, you know, right on the mouth. Now you kiss her. Oh, do I have to? You know. But you see, when your mama says do it, you do it. And you may not like it, but you do it. And then what happens a little ways down the line? What happens a little ways down the line? You teach your children to do the same thing. You know? You teach your children to do the very same things that you couldn't stand when you were a kid. Now, did you learn a lesson? Not at all. You just did what your elders told you to do, which wasn't necessarily right or wasn't necessarily wrong, but you just did what you were told to do. Now, is that the thing to do? Is that the thing to do, to go out and do what your mom and dad tell you to do and what your older people around you tell you to do? Well, it's expedient. But have you ever been with an uncle and the uncle says, hey, you want a cigarette? And, you know, you're just a teenager or pre-teenager even, and say, sure, you know. And so your uncle gives you a cigarette, and so you're smoking the cigarette, and your mother sees, what this is going on here? You know, we don't smoke around here, you know. And, well, Uncle Joe gave it to me, you know. Uncle Joe, what are you doing, you know? Don't you know these are kids? I'm not married. I don't have any kids. I don't know nothing about that. All I know is I enjoy it, and I thought they would too. Well, Uncle Joe, you know, you don't do that. Now, what did he do? He gave from his heart, from his own experiences, whatever he thought was good, and he didn't make any judgment as to whether it was right or wrong for the kids to do that. Now, this oftentimes happens. This oftentimes happens, and this oftentimes happens where aunts and uncles grow up, and they never grow out of their earlier ways of doing things. That happens all too often, where they're still acting like teenagers or pre-teenagers, and they're adults. They're 20, and they're 21. And when they're 20 and 21, they have to act like adults. When you're over 18, you're a responsible citizen, you know. You're in charge of your own life and your own decisions. And you're considered an adult, and you got to really act like it. Now, that's hard to make 17, 18, you know, a step over decision of now I'm a man and now I'm a woman, you know, now I'm responsible. But what sort of lessons would your mother or your father teach to their children? Did they teach their children obedience? Did they teach them to do what they're told? Did they teach them to just do all sorts of things? Or did your parents say, Ellen, do you know the right thing to do? Mm-hmm. Well, then do it. Mm-hmm. Ellen, don't go dirtying up the floor. Take off your shoes before you come in the house. Do this here, do that. They didn't say that. They taught you, Ellen, in this house, we take off our shoes and we come in the house and we leave them over there or do whatever, you know. You don't get on their back, because if you get on their back, what do? You scare them away from following the rules, following the program. But if you tell them what the program is and expect them to cooperate with the program, then it's good. But it's hugs, the big hugs and kisses for all. Unconditional. Big hugs and kisses. Now, Aunt Tessie, who your mother said to go and hug and kiss, was yicky. You know, she smoked cigars and she did all sorts of terrible things. She always smelled like liquor, you know. She just really was terrible. And then Aunt Tessie came to visit. And she parked across the street. And the kids started seeing Aunt Tessie, and they were, you know, a little shy. But Aunt Tessie saw one of the children in the middle of the road. And she ran and grabbed that little child and picked up the child and brought it to the curb, you know. And it wasn't even their part of the family. Wasn't even their brother or sister. Wasn't even anyone she should save, you know. But she did. And all of the kids, they had been told they should go and hug and kiss her when she comes. Now they wanted to go and hug and kiss her. Uh-huh. Because she did something so special that she didn't deserve the hug and kiss, but they wanted to say, thank you. We believe in you. Mm-hmm. Now, we watched Bewitched last night, and in Bewitched, this little boy was a nasty little boy. And Tabitha, who was the little baby, about three or four years old, however old she was, maybe younger, but at least three or four, the little boy says, I want to be a dog. I want to be a dog. And, you know, he's growling around. I'll bite you and stuff like that. And so Tabitha wrinkled her nose, and the boy became a dog. And then his parents were looking for him, and they couldn't find him. So finally, Tabitha, with her mother, Samantha, wiggled her nose again, and the boy was back into being a boy. And the boy was very obstreperous. He didn't want to cooperate. And so they talked about it, and they said that if they're from the school that if a boy misbehaves, he gets a spanking, you know. He gets a whomp on the tail end. And so this woman, who had never done such a thing, and the kid was about 10 years old, she reached down and she whomped him good in the movie on the behind. Now, you didn't see the whomp, you merely heard it, but you saw her hand and you knew what she was going to do. And then I thought, that's interesting. I certainly would not have that on a movie anytime, ever. But what does the dog whisperer do? The dog whisperer has dogs that are growling and angry and uptight and with all the problems in the universe in their back, and not once does he strike the dog. He grabs him on the shoulder with his hand as though he were another dog biting them, but he doesn't hurt them. He just lets them know what he's doing. And always he is master within a very short time of when he starts. Oh, he had to train in this, I'm sure. He had to learn how to do that. But he never strikes the dog, because the dog hasn't done anything that he deserves to be hit for. But the dog doesn't do anything ever that he deserves to be hit for. The dog needs to be trained into doing the right thing. And so it is with children. Children need to be trained into doing the right thing. And so it is with adults. Adults need to be trained into doing the right thing. When Art comes over and visits here, he takes off his shoes at the door, you know? I don't know what he does at home, but he does here. And that's very thoughtful, very nice. And Daniel Vinetti, you know, our webmaster, he comes over here with his friends, and they come to the door, and they take off their shoes. And I think, hey, that's cool. They know that that's what we do here. That's the program. We don't like to call it the rules. It's just the program. And they cooperate with it. And doesn't that make you feel like they're shining a little bit of unconditional love on you in a very special and a very beautiful way? Well, this is the way we all want to give of ourselves. Unconditionally loving. Give of ourselves totally, so that everything we do is beautiful and good. Put that program in your program, you know, and give her a whirl and see if it fits. See if it's something you'd like to do. I think it's something well worth trying. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.